Next up, more traditional technologies. C and C++ has bonds with PackageConf by Ariadne.
All right, so as you all are aware, modern software is written in Rust or whatever, but there's a lot of C still, and we've been talking about C projects all day, and one of the things that I keep hearing is, hey, it would be nice if we had SBOM data for C. So here we go. For those who don't know, I do not come from a computer science background. I got into open source, free software as kind of a hobby, turned into a career because I realized you can make a lot more money as a software engineer than doing any sort of empirical research. So that's fun. If you want to talk to me about either software engineering or psychology, I'm always down. I've been working on Alpine since 2009. Before that, I worked on Debian. I've done all sorts of stuff in Alpine, the x64 port. I've done a lot of LungArch porting, mostly because I found that fascinating. I maintained a GNU tool chain in Alpine, so GCC, binutils, all of that. The networking stack, ifup.ng, a lot of core utilities, libucontext, glibc compatibility, etc. I also started Alpine's security team in 2021. We needed a actual like cert type team to help all of the people using Alpine in the world. We had like security data, but it wasn't very good. So I built out a security team as part of my work for, with the Google open source security team. My focus largely is on ensuring Alpine sticks around for the foreseeable future. There's a lot of conversations about that every year, you know, because Linux distributions are hard. But mostly, I'm obsessed with how software is actually composed, how software gets stacked into different configurations and all of that, you know, because it basically takes a village, you know, to build all of this. And basically, it's that story that I've been trying to track for so long. So I'm on Mastodon and sometimes on Blue Sky. I also have a LinkedIn, but I hate LinkedIn. I hate everything LinkedIn represents, so I'm not linking it here. Why am I here? So last year at FOSDEM, there was a talk about somebody who told us a story about how he struggled to build C and SBOMs for his CMake project, and how he like had to port his entire project over to CMake, and he was not very happy with how things were going. So I've been working on this C SBOM problem literally since 2021. It has been a long time to get to the point where we're at. This is largely because C and the model that SBOMs are built around, it's not really 100% shaped the way it is. So this talk is for you, Chris. Hope you enjoy it, now that it's probably not very useful to you. So like I was saying, C and C++ projects kind of predate the current model for how dependencies get distributed. Like with Go, you have Go packages. With Rust, you have crates. And Java, you have Maven. Java's closer, but Java has Maven, so that doesn't, you know, that's more in the modern direction. So with those tools, you just pick an SBOM generator of your choice, point it at a lock file, hit the button, you get a build time SBOM. C and C++ have modules now. Nobody cares about them. Well, some people care about them, but in the real, in the wild, they haven't been adopted yet very widely. Libraries, traditional libraries, and SDKs maintain their dominance over modules. So there's no packages, no lock files, and dependency management therefore exists elsewhere. Hello, I manage your dependencies. Well, I don't, but my code does. So this is PackageConf. There's two SDK managers really for C and C++. There's CMake, which I'm sure all of you are familiar with, and many of you have probably cried or sworn at it, especially when it, you know, gives you confounding error messages and all of that. But some people seem to like CMake. It started its life as a project at the Department of Energy. So, you know, if it feels like if it feels like you're dealing with the government when you're working with CMake, it's because you are. On the flip side, the GNOME people made PackageConfig back in 1999. You might remember a long time ago, like building software, running config, you know, running the configure script, and then it would be like, you need to go download PackageConfig. That was a long time ago. Nowadays, you get a PackageConfig implementation as part of your distribution provided tool chain. So what does PackageConfig do, and why do we care about it? Traditionally, when you use PackageConfig, you get a data. Okay, so PackageConfig is a client in a way that accesses and manipulates a database about software dependencies, specifically SDKs. You query it as a form of constraints. The constraints must be satisfied. Solutions are also graphs that you then walk over. The original PackageConfig didn't strictly work that way. It was more of a brute force search. Hope everything works out. Hope you have all of your dependencies. If not, bail. PackageConf actually has a proper solver. That's the main difference. Basically, every Unix build system uses PackageConfig in some way. AutoMake has integration through the venerable package.m4 macro set, which I'm now stuck maintaining, even though I don't know anything about maintaining m4 macros. There's also CMake, which has a PackageConfig macro. Meson, which is kind of, or Meson, I don't know how to pronounce it. That's the new kind of hotness in terms of replacing like AutoMake. Basically, they took a look at CMake and went, hey, there's a lot of cool ideas here, but CMake is unpleasant to use, so we're going to make our own. So they did. Anyway, so with PackageConfig, you ask it for certain data, and then it calculates a solution based on your query, and it gives you back compiler flags. That's the traditional use. There are also other functions that have been added since then, such as key value storage and a whole bunch of other things. All of it's baked onto this one binary package config. It's a horrid interface, but we're kind of stuck with it. So PackageConf, however, has additional tools which are useful for SBOMs. We have two